Hey guys, so Zig Ziglar tells us that self-confidence is one of the greatest prerequisites for great undertakings. So today I would like to just drop a few notes to my dear sales colleagues on what we need, some of those tactics that we can actually adopt to ensure that when we go to see customers, when we are sitting in front of customers, we're able to achieve the results we want. And what is that result? The result is sales closure. So I'm just going to be going through a few tips, about five or six of them, that I've found over the years to be very, very useful, you know, in terms of actually getting your customer to be on your side and eventually close that deal with you. Now, the first thing is that, you know, you need to sound confident, you know, and you need to be very positive. Approach your customer with a high level of positivity. When you start out conversing with your customer, start out, you know, on a very positive note. Sometimes because of the, you know, the considerations of our environment, we get to meetings late. Or maybe there's a technical issue, assuming you're having the meeting virtually. And when we start with, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I'm late. There was so much traffic. Or I'm so sorry, my network was acting up and it was taking time to connect to the call. We should try. I know it's difficult, but we need to step back from doing things like that. We need to focus more on being positive. So what was the positive thing that happened? Oh, wow, your office is so pretty. You know, as I just walked into your office, I was greeted very nicely by your security guard. Very, very nice, very, very professional. That is positive. Oh, as you joined the call, you're like, oh my goodness, you have a lovely background. Your office does look nice from the back. Or you actually do look very relaxed, you know, and bright today. And you will be honest about it. So when you're starting positively, also make sure that you are also being truthful. You know, so don't go saying things that you don't believe or you know do not exist, or you know the customer is going to look at you and say, where is this one coming from? So do start with a bang. Start very, very positive, very upbeat. It also helps to, you know, lift the mood as well and position the scene for a very productive and positive engagement. Another thing we should also stay away from doing, sometimes we find it hard to do as salespeople, but you really need to stay away from it, is putting down the competition. A lot of times, because today's customer is very savvy, they already know, you know, they've done their research, they know your strengths, they know your competitor's strengths, they know the weaknesses and all of that, you know, but maybe, just maybe, they are still torn. They're trying to make that decision whether to go with you or to go with competition. Now, don't be the person who goes and sits in front of the customer and starts to highlight and stress the weaknesses of your competitor. No, no, do not do that. Focus instead on speaking to your own strengths and buttressing your strengths and linking the relevance of your strengths to their need. Remember, customers are buying because they actually are in pain or because they have a need. So highlight your own strengths and link that back to their need or their pain. Do not focus on trying to put down the competitor. Now, one of the reasons why this is really bad is because the competition would also, you know, your customer would also been listening to you, would wonder, if he's saying this or she's saying this about the competitor, I need to check. Well, maybe they also have that same fault, you know. So it's easier and it's a more positive. Remember, you had set the scene for a positive conversation. So keep it on that level. It still should stay positive. Do not get drawn into discussing your competition. This is really very important. Now, another thing that you have to learn how to do, and this would only work if you have done your own research and you truly understand your potential customer and their organization, as well as what it is that is driving their organization. So you have to find very positive remarks to make about the organization. I love the way, you know, your customer service team actually approach people. I use your company, and this is the feedback that, you know, I would like to give. Or I have friends who actually use your services, and this is what they feel about it. Very positive. I love the way you are structured. I like the fact that you like to handle conversations very, very formally in a professional manner. I really applaud your professionalism. These are very, very affirmative and positive things you could say to your potential customer, and you would not be lying. So let's find those positive things about our customer, about the prospect, and make sure we put it out there. Now, also very, very important is, you know, sometimes we take our time and we forget how to actually, you know, use our non-verbal communication skills. A customer can tell when you don't even believe in what you're saying. And so from a body language perspective, your body language should also be positive. It should be affirmative. It should be confident. You see, I've come back to confidence again. So this tells you that as a salesperson, it is so very important that you have the confidence that is required, not just in your person, but in your brand, in your products, in your services, in your ability to deliver, and in your ability to be a perfect fit for the customer's need or pain. Now, finally, we always have to make sure, my dear salespeople, that we leave each session on a high note. Say something positive. Keep your customer in high spirits. Be nice, you know. I'm so certain we're about to close this deal. This, you know, I had a very good meeting with you, sir. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to getting your order, or I'm looking forward to closing out on this. Do let me know if you have any questions. I'm very happy to take any further questions you may have. This session was really very interesting, and I did learn a lot. Again, you will not be lying, and you would be making your customer feel good. So, and it's very, very important that you leave the customer environment with the customer feeling very good about the session, feeling very good about the product, and feeling very good about the discussions that they have had with you. Now, dear salespeople, again, no amount of, you know, 7 steps, 8 steps, or 9 steps, or 5 keys, you know, or any form of guidance towards a goal will compensate for our own lack of ability to truly see ourselves at the end. So it's very important that we see ourselves reaching whatever goals we set out for ourselves. See yourself at the end. See yourself where you have actually closed that deal. And when you're able to do that, you would find out that taking the steps to actually make it happen would be easier than you imagined. So as you get into this new week, ask yourself, do you see yourself at the end? Can you touch your goal? Are you actually at the part of the tunnel where you can see the light? The light can never be in the middle of the tunnel. So let us get to the end. Push you until you get to the end and see the light at the end of the tunnel. Have a fantastic week, everyone.